Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm looking through our list of fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show to see if we happen to have our friends at Draft. No, we don't. So I must lead with this at the beginning.
Yes.
Congratulations to everyone who decided to play me in Draft this weekend. I'd really like to say a wonderful congratulations to every single individual, that including Marcus Serta, who decided to get 1,000 points. 1,000 points.
Wow.
In an NFL, I believe, never before done in any fantasy draft whatsoever. It was pretty stunning.
They had to actually add a column for place value because he exceeded 999 points.
Absolutely stunning. It was phenomenal, and
you must have had almost as much fun as when I looked at that. I think in two of the contests in which I was going against Oscar, I had Aaron Rodgers.
Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Please, let's.
Because I had him as well. And let me just say, I will never draft Aaron Rodgers ever. Ever. Aaron Rodgers.
What if they give him a bionic collarbone when he comes back?
Hold on a second. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, goes to his coaches. His quarterback coach before the game and says, "All right, we're all set to go, feeling good. By the way, is Mike O'Mara playing me in a fantasy league this weekend?" He is. Oh, that's a shame. Aaron Rodgers has had miraculous fantasy days.
Sure,
he is. He has had some of the most amazing fantasy football days that fantasy quarterbacks can ever possibly have. But when Mike has him, much like Mr. Brady to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Drew Brees does the opposite. Drew Brees says, "Okay, I'm up, man. I'm feeling good today. Arm feels good. I got, you know, the routes are solid. I'm ready to go. Hey, by the way, are we playing Mike O'Mara in fantasy? I'm going to have my biggest day of the year, like I've done every single year when someone is playing against." I'm talking about, by the way, it's playdraft.com on your computer. It's Draft, the app.
If you haven't got it,
shame on you.
Are you thrilled to have this much power in the NFL?
You know, I think it's stunning. It's stunning to me. And then, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's tough.
The Kansas City Chiefs. All right, here's the deal, okay? I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but hey, because we have a lot of people in that area that listen to the show, and I'm going to say Kansas fans, Kansas City fans, it's all smoke and mirrors, okay? It's all smoke and mirrors. Your team really isn't that good.
Wow.
And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers proved it. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm a little NFL-centric today, okay?
Yeah.
But I am. Because really, to be honest with you, what do I have in sports, all right? The Capitals, okay? The Capitals now have their 15-month season that will culminate with a trip to the playoffs where they will lose in the second round. So, and this is just the beginning of that. So I really have little... Fried, I'm sorry. Got little interest in that. Not in D.C. anymore. Call me when the playoffs start. That's right. When I start getting interested. Okay, my beloved Boston Red Sox. They've already fired the manager of the Boston Red Sox because that's what they do when they don't go deep into the playoffs. By the way, they won their division, all right? I know this sounds like sports talk. I could have done sports talk. Standing on my head because I like sports. But anyway, getting back to what I was going
to
say.
Hard to do that standing on your head.
No, I really couldn't have done sports.
Mike, it sounded like Arch. I'm sorry.
I get one good day a month for this.
This is the gambling chip in you.
Yeah.
This is the degenerate gambler. Yes. You're absolutely right, Oscar. Yeah.
You won last week.
Yes.
I won big last week.
Well, I won big only because of you, because you and I have that.
Yes.
That incredible bet every week.
It's real.
And now
you
we're kind of pushing.
Different chip.
Yeah, we exchanged
gonna,
the lead multiple times.
This week,
multiple
I'm gonna want to taste this week, Oscar. I'm going to want to taste this week.
Understand. Yes.
Mike, different chips in you guys. You have a degenerate gambling chip. He's got the chip of, well, before I leave here, I want to do something really stupid. And that's and we've seen that in the past.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
You know what chip I think he has? And I think we have to bow down to him for this. Mm. He has the I want to take care of the sponsor chip.
Yes.
That is
that's
a great
what
chip.
He wants to do.
That is a
he
great
wanted
chip.
To involve me in a mano-e-mano fantasy draft on Draft, our new sponsor, that incredible new app that we
Love
have
it.
That we tell you about every week. The fact is, though, this has nothing to do with that. What's going
I
on?
I want to show Rob that the sponsor also takes care of Oscar Santana. My Full week winnings.
Wow.
Are, if you don't mind, week six.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you.
How much did he win?
If you don't mind,
Rob. Make me ask this question first, okay? Because we really dove into our brand new app draft.
Yes.
This week, okay? This past week. We started friending people. We started following mm-hmm. people. So the question before Oscar reveals his winnings, I want how many games did you play?
It's on the screen right there waiting for it.
All right, tell me how many games
The name of this segment was named by Charlie Sheen. This is a segment we have now called Winning.
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 Okay, so how many, are you going to be able to read it?
Yes.
Are you going to be able to negotiate it?
I can tell
It's easy. Week six, he was in 12 drafts.
12, so okay. Let me just jump in here.
Okay, settle.
I had the opportunity, if I'd wanted to, I added it up. I've got the scratch paper.
Yes.
Yeah. You did the mathematics?
Yeah. I could have been in a million drafts.
1 million drafts.
I was invited into 1 million drafts. I got nervous, and so I didn't dive into them after our initial ones. The only guy that invited me where I popped in was, hey, did you ever play a fantasy draft and kick the ass of the host that you love to be? Anyway, so that's what happened. So tell me more about Oscar.
Oscar in week six had 12 drafts. Do you want to know his total winnings?
Yes.
156.60.
That's good.
Now,
high-dollar fantasy players are going to go puffa-sha to that.
He's averaging about $13 a draft.
Yeah, 12 drafts. There's a bunch of $5, $3 drafts in the mix outside of our draft.
He's chipping away at it. What's that? Didn't expect that.
Is that the draft trophy?
This is the draft trophy for the week.
Wow. Looks like a big...
Hello! Congratulations, Oscar! You've won fantasy this week.
What is that, a big stick of Muppet pubes?
No, this is, he's so curious. Rob is so curious right now. This is when Rob's inner fan. It's a feather duster.
Yeah. Ah, okay, very good.
This Mrs. O'Mara was in the studio this week.
Oh, that's very nice.
Dainty. Yeah.
Doing her feather duster dance?
Would you like to have a little tour?
Yes,
please.
Like tour? More than anything.
All right, here we go. Let me give you a little tour. Hold on just a second there.
Thank you. This is the first time we've seen the new White House since the Kennedys have taken residence.
This football that has come crashing through the $10,000 windows. All right, there's the door.
Yes.
Let me open the room up for you.
Here. Yeah, please do.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Ooh. Photograph of you and me on the wall. Yay.
That's so sweet. Oh, the Red Sox jersey. Up and running.
Yep. Shelves.
Shelving.
Full of awards.
Woo! Shelving.
Pumpkins.
Oh, full shelves. Look at that. Everything's Printer. Nice and organized.
Looks beautiful.
Floors, beautiful.
New mic boom. Oh, I'm not sure that's a lamp.
That's a lamp.
Copy stuck to the window.
I like lamp.
I love lamp.
Yes. Mike, everything's nice and organized. Look at that.
It looks out.
Oh,
hey, it's Rob.
That was great. He looks so good.
Excited. I like lamp.
For context, I won 8 of the 12, right?
Okay, so you're averaging 12 drafts. $20 or so per win.
Yeah, though I will say that if you challenge me on the app, the odds are I get so excited because if it's a $3 or $5 guy or even a $1 guy, I'm going in.
Are you going to do you feel like you're going to be left out if you don't accept a challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, the fear of missing out, FOMO.
Yes.
Exactly.
And he's right about Aaron Rodgers, by the way. Once you see that little yellow kind of caution indicator.
Yes.
Be very careful. I got one of those for some guy.
Careful.
Very careful.
What happened to him?
So late in the day yesterday, sports became non-fun for me.
Did it start out fun?
It was close with Mike, though. It was close. He's right. He had a Kansas City receiver and the tight end, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Travis Kelce. And by the way, none of us are big enough NFL fans where we can rattle off
it's
the names
Kelce.
Of players. And it's Kelce,
yeah,
Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
he's a tight end, I believe, number 87.
Yeah, well, I know
Chiefs.
This.
How was that?
Because look, I'll say this: this gets you back into the game because I never would have watched a Chiefs Steelers game in my life.
I also had a running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's got the dirtiest name in the NFL: Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm watching this game.
Thanks, Pony.
Hey,
good morning.
Mike,
someone just wakey-wakey, eggs and bakey.
I remember every Friday night, right?
Mike, go out on the Kareem Hunt.
Mike is literally three points away from beating me.
Right.
Mind you, this is a $90 win.
Right.
We each put up $50, right?
Uh-huh. $90 parlay.
And it looks like the Steelers
light 'em up.
Are just going to run out.
Can't lose.
There's 2 cents. I mean, I'm sorry. There's two minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock. And right. I said, there's no way that the Chiefs are going to get this ball back. And they get the ball back.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Mike's going to win the money again this week.
And that is when that's when the quarterback.
Alex Smith.
For Alex Smith for the Kansas City Chiefs decided to go, hi, Michael Mayer. How are you? I'm Alex Smith.
Can you fit name Barry on the back of a jersey?
I was there. Well, you know what? You think of these legendary
I'm
quarterbacks.
I'm watching my money burn when this is happening. I'm like, oh, no.
And then Alex Smith goes full name Barry in the 2 minute drill.
Full name Barry.
Yeah. And so I mean, the NFL. Everybody is agreeing. All the aficionados are agreeing that the NFL this season is a tad wacky.
Yeah.
It is a tad wacky. And by the way, Redskins fans, nothing to worry about that your team took on the San Francisco 49ers and turned it into the battle.
A contest.
Of the ages.
Yeah. It was a contest.
When it really didn't need to be.
Wouldn't you agree, Mike? Look.
Hey, but your Giants look good.
Look, last week when I lost to you.
Were they last night or tonight? I don't watch them anymore.
Oh, they won. I think they were last night.
Giants were on last night. Yeah.
I went to bed. I went to bed. Understood. I didn't care.
Yeah.
0-5, I don't watch anymore. That's why I'm talking about it doesn't appeal to me. Oh, 1-5 will make a real super comeback. No, you won't.
Well, yeah. Am I the only one who thinks they can't run the table?
Yeah, I don't
run
think
the
so.
Table.
Think so. There we go. That's our NFL recap.
Again,
we'll do that every Monday.
Are we gonna have to fight that fight again, right?
The $50
bet? Yeah.
Oh, I think it should be doubled. Right. Maybe redoubled.
We pushed.
You know what? You could participate a little more.
Old Chalky Colin over there.
Chalky Colin could dive into multiple drafts.
He
and it's
certainly
only like
could.
A dollar draft. He certainly could.
And he will.
No, you won't. No, you don't
No,
care.
I will.
You don't care. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I rarely tease a segment like this. But we do have to break and we have to start the show. But Rob Spiewak has a retail story. I have said for a very, very long time, and Rob and I have a particular slug line that we've probably been using for probably over 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is, that's how they get you.
That is exactly how they get you.
And you're not going to believe this. Rob, I believe,
so seldom call you on a Sunday, but I had to. I had to.
I thought you were talking about not being able to come in because you were dealing with something. No, you had already dealt with something. Oscar, this is going to amaze you.
Oh my God.
And listen, I'm not one to overhype
segments.
Now
you're
on the
hyping
show.
It.
But Rob paid a visit to a local retailer over the weekend.
And I brought in a brochure.
You brought a brochure?
Of course I did, because you need to see it to believe it.
Even I didn't know about this. And I know there are the vast, vast, vast majority of our listening audience has never heard of this.
No.
Because I'd never heard of it. It will fascinate.
Did you ever take Reader's Digest?
Yes,
and
my mom did.
There would be, sections that humor and uniform and stuff like that. Here's a new feature called The Lighter Side of Funerals.
Thank you. On that note, we will be getting and let me just say this, and I mean this with just the sweetness and joy of everything, and there it is. There's my thing. Okay, I'll hit it, Rob. You don't have to hit
good.
It.
Good.
But, in this country, the great United States, I think if you needed any evidence coming up, we will have evidence that they F you from the time you're born till the time you die. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Ugosi, I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? F*** you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey sucker can rot in hell for all I care.
What happened?
How dare that bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. The show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the...
Meow.
We're on air on demand, heard 24/7 on the Mike O'Mara Show app. Update it now. Get your show every single day, every day, all day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Filter Easy. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? You waking up in the morning going, does that, you have a little something going on in your sinuses?
Yes.
You have a little, phlegm. You got that little problem. Let me tell you something. It might be because the air quality in your house is crapperino. I bet it's been a while since you've changed your filter, and you're supposed to do it at the minimum, 4 times a year. That's why you need Filter Easy. I use Filter Easy. You're going to love it. It's brand new air filters delivered right to your door. When a new air filter comes to your home, it's a physical reminder to change it. That's it. The
Easy.
Filter arrives, and it's like time to do it. They remind you. No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. I defy anyone that doesn't use Filter Easy to tell me when they change their filters. You probably don't find anybody that's going to be able to tell you that. So don't worry about forgetting. You get fresh filters. It means less dust in your home, less airborne allergens, and a 5 to 15% savings on heating and cooling costs because your systems are running cleaner. And you'll save on AC maintenance as well. You'll never forget to change your air filter again. Filter Easy delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace it. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all of our listeners their first delivery of a standard 1-inch air filter absolutely free with free shipping. And for most folks, that's about all you need. Never forget to change your air filter again. Just visit FilterEasy.com/TMOS or enter promo code TMOS in the homepage. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you. Karloff? A few. A few. All right. We're not going to waste any more time. Rob calls me yesterday with this. And I think I reacted, Rob, with the same with both amusement, but also I was so angry when I got off the phone.
I had the whole range of emotion too. But before we get to it, I need 60 seconds to send thank you to the student body of Tuscarora High School, who at the homecoming game where it was misty on Friday night, took the time to write the following words in the mist on my windows of my car. One C word, the other C word, bitch, F, and S. It was written in childless scrawl in the mist on my car windows in the unattended parking lot.
Oh my God.
So thank you for doing that.
Oh my God.
Because the next day it dried and it was in the dust in my car windows. So when you approached my car from the passenger side, you saw every word you can't say on the radio. Now, forward.
So your car was in need of a bath prior to the mist hitting.
Well, correct? I mean, it's polleny up here, and I've had a few things going on.
You're a busy guy. You got a little bit happening on in your life.
So I
go to
pick up my mom to go to meet with the pastor yesterday, and she comes out, and the first thing she sees are these words, including the worst word you can say to a woman.
The C word.
Yeah. She says, oh, you have some words on your car.
The words.
And I said, yeah. And she says, are you still planning on driving me to the funeral? I said, yeah. She says, let's get that washed.
Yeah.
Because we don't want it pulling into the church.
Now, did they do it to you or just you or a lot of cars?
Yeah, did they single you out? That's the first question I looked around
and I don't appear to have been singled out for any reason, but maybe because the beautiful Sorrento has such magnificent window space, they went to town. I don't think I was targeted as an announcer or because I was Robert or Julia's dad.
That is just, that's rather disturbingly bold.
It is.
Even for high school.
It wasn't personal.
I think I was just lucky.
Personal.
I was just lucky.
Yeah, but they would have given some sort of descriptor before the words. I mean,
yeah, it was like announcer C word,
like announcer C.
And it was the C word for a female, and it was the C word for the male.
Yeah,
part.
It was equal opportunity.
Go
so
Latin
it was equal
club.
Opportunity. So they weren't
Latin clubs. Signed key club.
C word at two.
Yeah.
and a microphone looks like a penis.
Yeah, but anyway, when
and it wasn't done because you're the announcer.
No, I don't think so. I think it was because it was such a crowded game that the auxiliary parking lots were being used, and it was far away from the action. But I hit Dr. Wash yesterday, paid for the bronze, and we're all good. Car looks.
You really
good.
Have a Dr. Wash up there now?
Dr. Wash. He's not a medical doctor.
No.
It's just the car wash. It was a facility that was close
what
by.
What happened to Embassy Auto Wash?
Embassy is still around, but Mike, it's a competition. You know, they all compete. And yeah. Dr. Wash gives the...
You mean it's a competitive business?
Yeah, we've got Mr. Wash in Montgomery County.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Wash.
Mr. Wash.
Yeah. Oh, I know his logo. Not a doctor. No, not a medical doctor, but he plays one on TV.
And remember the one of the early sponsors, maybe it wasn't the... podcast. Maybe it was The Edge.
What's that?
The Edge.
Planet Wash?
Yes. Planet that was a wash. Great remember? Place.
Planet Wash. Was
you got a lifetime of washes.
Mm-hmm. I did. And then I left.
Yeah.
Woe is me.
And if you want to go way back into McLean in the early 1970s, Mike, there was Finnegan's Car Wash.
Finnegan's.
Oh, no. See, I don't remember that. I didn't grow up here like
it was
you.
A Scottish branded car wash. Not great.
So, well, you got that out of the way. But
yes, I wanted to mention that. Friday was the day that Dave, my stepfather, his ashes were ready. And my mom was not all that excited to go pick up the ashes anyway.
Terrible thing.
It's a bad duty, as my father would say. And also, she had stuff to do. I said, well, you know what? I'm here. I can take care of it. Where do I go? And I'll name them by name because they gave her a great deal.
Oh, no.
Direct Cremation Services of Virginia in Chantilly.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I just take your time, all the time you need.
I will.
I have a multitude of questions as we go.
And
forward.
You can stop and pepper me with questions the whole way.
The direct cremation services.
Yes.
The business in general. I don't know whether you research this or not, but. Is it a bit of a monopoly, do you think? Do you think there... I just wouldn't think there are one of these on every corner.
I saw a brochure, not the brochure I brought in, but I saw a brochure in the facility that said, the most economical cremation service in Virginia.
In the state?
Yes.
Not just Northern Virginia, Virginia.
Because they cut out the middleman.
Carrie asked around. We didn't need... I think that's actually what they do before they burn the body.
Oh, God. That's
it's awesome. A space-saving thing. Carrie had them recommended to her by someone who had just had a loss, and they said that they did a fine job for the money, and we're not going to embalm. We're not going to need a coffin. We're not going to need a space for visitation or service. So there's really no need to involve anything fancy like a funeral home. We looked into it, but it turns out if we're going to have the visitation and the service at a church— we don't need anything except Dave's ashes. And so
what you're doing in effect is kind of taking, and I'm sure this in this day and age with the costs of funerals and everything associated with them.
Astronomical.
I would imagine you're kind of, you're not alone as far as kind of doing this way where you have the urn and you have the ashes and you actually, have visitation at a church hall and then you have the funeral. I would think more people would do that.
And if you remember from last week, his urn is not even an urn. It's a Fender guitar lunchbox because he is a rock and roll guitar player. He loves guitar. So I said to my mom, I'll do this. And I don't know what I was expecting a cremation joint to look like. I thought
were you
maybe,
always the one who was going to be the doing this?
Yeah. I mean, from when we had it done, and I was. I mean, there's other things they take care of. You have to have a cremation certificate. They provide, I think, 5 death certificates because
it's a regulated business.
Yeah, different
obviously,
people
for obvious reasons.
Different people need death certificates, so I had to make sure all the copies were there.
By the way, it's a regulated business, so that in the past, when people would like go into their fireplace and just get a plastic bag and say, "Here's Uncle Danny,"
exactly.
You know, that's why they do that.
It's like a DMV to go.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, now serving
service.
D-47.
You don't have to go to the big place and wait. You're there.
I thought that I was, in my mind, sort of envisioning like a funeral parlor, like a house or something.
With like
you
the
know?
Undertaker coming out?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have been envisioning that because that, of course, would be if you used a funeral parlor. Yeah. That's what. See, they take the, if you've got somebody like yourself who can handle it and do it and get involved with this, then you don't, you know, that's the, this we didn't deal with that with my mom because the funeral home did.
What's that, like 10K for to bury someone these days? That's what I heard.
That sounds, you know, about what? Right.
Yeah.
My mom, bless her heart, did not burden my sister or I with that because of advanced planning. Ooh. And we didn't deal. And my sister would probably give you an exact number. But your boy is, you know, for throughout was very spoiled for that. So I didn't have to deal with a lot of that number.
Dave was a member of the Air Force, so he will be his plot will be provided by the United States government. And the I will tell you, basically, the cremation was about $1,500.
Okay,
which is still
pretty steep.
Pretty fire. Steep, and it's considering.
Ridiculous.
And you know,
it's ridiculous.
It's easy for you to say what I expect and what I don't expect, and if it's wrong because I've never done it before. Never been. I don't know.
So this is the first time. Are you? Do you have butterflies a little? Because it is
of course, it's creepy as hell. And I'm thoughts are in my head like, okay, I'm gonna get a lunchbox full of a person.
And don't trip.
Yeah, don't drop it. Don't get in a car wreck on the way home.
So you didn't even know that? Like, I know that he's kind of a hippie that way, that he wanted his ashes in the lunchbox, but I don't think you were expecting it to be all done, and then they say pour them into the lunchbox.
No, what I knew, because I was with my mom with the preparations leading up, is that what happened is that for this level of burial, it's kind of like going onto DirecTV, and they got sort of like the bronze
the
level.
Packages?
Yeah, and you know, we could step up to a fancier urn and go silver, and then, you know, I guess if there's, you like gold, it comes in a really fancy urn, and you get all the pay-per-views. But
the
we just went
remains
for the
normally the remains are normally in a very thick plastic clear
double bag. Wrapped in a plastic bag, and the box that came with this I think was like 4x6x8, which is actually smaller than the lunchbox, so we knew the lunchbox would be
so
adequate.
you didn't even have to purchase an urn.
No, I brought the lunchbox to the place, which was in sort of a industrial looking strip mall in beautiful Chantilly, Virginia. And if you're not from around here, I can explain Chantilly to you this way. Chantilly is a city that exists at the intersection of two roads. That's it. It's 50 and 28. That's Chantilly. That's the whole damn
town.
Used
to be beautiful, bucolic farmland.
Right.
As far as the eye could see.
Now it's big boxes of buildings.
Before Northern Virginia hired county commissioners that never met a developer that they didn't.
No, exactly.
Okay.
You said it very nicely. Yeah, I'm going to mention that.
What type of industries were in the industrial
Nothing.
Park?
There were farmers, and the industry of Northern Virginia, going back, and Rob will back me up on this, going back 40 years, the industry of Northern Virginia was buying farmland, developers buying farmland from farmers that were too lazy to farm anymore.
Right.
And then giving them a financial windfall.
Older farmers.
In most cases. And then speculating on where they would put the new developments of homes, and then putting a strip mall in there with inadequate roads.
That's why Northern Virginia
is Northern Virginia.
Without ever widening Route 7.
There was never infrastructure. So what it was based on was if you knew somebody that sat on a county seat, like a supervisor, you were able to figure out and know where the big developments, where the big shopping centers and where everything was going to go. And that's where the graft came in. If you really did a deep dive investigatively on it, you'd be able to probably unearth amazing.
I'm sure amazing amounts
of corruption. Yep.
Now, Oscar, as far as the businesses that are on either side of this industrial park, I didn't make mental notes, but I would not have been surprised to see something like Rebounders jumping establishment for kids, maybe like an acting school for young children, young hopefuls, maybe a bowling supply factory.
Karate.
I know there was a Hooters across the street.
Ooh.
I noticed
maybe
that.
Maybe a direct like warehouse furniture wholesaler.
Yes, very good. Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of a big buildings that are perfectly square, all right angles.
So
that's
you can go and get that incredible deal where you're paying just about the same as you would at a regular furniture.
So I go in and I enter, and you know what? Should we break before we get to it? Because
we're up on a break here. When we come back, Rob is actually going to the crematorium, and you're not going to believe this. I think this is a caveat emptor moment to a buyer beware for everybody.
Yes.
You're not going to believe it. We'll take a break, come back with more on the cremation story with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, it's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
It's me, it's Gary S.
And on this week's episode of our show, Ringo Starr is with us.
Wow, don't you love that?
I love it. We get to spend some time with him. We talk about his new album, his new tour, and what he thinks about what happened in Las Vegas. He was there. That's where he is right now performing, and you're going to be surprised by some of the things he says.
Wow, so we don't have anybody else, right? Because that's a huge star.
Well, believe it or not, also on this episode of the show, Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me. Can we still be friends? How about that?
I think that's great. I wish I had been there to tape it.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First. If you are buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing. No offense, it's a tricky thing to do. You don't do it all the time. Doesn't it make sense to find an expert and somebody can just walk you through this? You need someone who understands the best way for you to get what you need. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates are low, low, low. So now is the time to lock in before they go up again and read the news. This is the time to do it.
Yes.
You want to do it when you can, and now is the time. Be like listener Maureen Knight when she refinanced Cornerstone, got the lender to pay closing costs, so she spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped her save a ton on her homeowner's insurance. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial. Tell you, I swear to God, it's like watching roller derby in my screen down here with the jumping around. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS.
Roller derby.
Honest to God. Or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I have a monitor that I watch the guys on
Oscar
here.
Oscar the Destroyer!
And it's just, you know, lots of activity. Well, did somebody come in with a package? What's going on?
No, I asked Pony to get me a Red Bull, and he came back and he said, there's no Red Bull. And I said, well, in my eyes, I was like, this guy.
It seemed a little more urgent than there's plenty of moving around that goes on during the course of a show.
Well, no.
This was like this, I jumped
up in a huff because.
You did. That's because, what I
Yeah, I jumped up in a huff because I said, well, my friend Pony might be missing a chromosome because there are 30 Red Bulls in that glass fridge.
Yeah, we just got a case. It's an extra chromosome.
Yes. And, again, maybe you've got the wrong extra because I walk in there with him in a huff and I point at the fridge. It's eye level. There are 30 Red Bulls in front of him.
All backwards.
All
backwards.
All backwards, Mike. They're backwards.
Oh. Did Pony attack this task with the same zeal and effort that he puts into everything
in
his life?
That's why there was a huff. I said, did you not see the 30 in there? And I showed it to him. And
when the can is backwards, do you think it's not Red Bull, but something called nutritional information?
No, it's just a bunch of silver cans. I didn't see them.
No, it's a pretty distinctive can.
It's a silver
can.
Drink. No big deal.
Oh, whatever.
And then he said,
oh, there it is. Then, you know, whatever.
He goes, when I point to the glass and you see the 30 there, he goes, for F's sake.
How is our wonderful industrial refrigerator working in the studio?
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Can we talk about it tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely.
Because right now we've got cremations to do.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah.
And I also, when we get back, I have to applaud Julia, who came with me on this horrible chore. And it's nice to have someone with you. And she has been by my side for all of this. And she's
how old is Julia now?
She just turned 7, or she's about to turn 17. So turn 17 in December.
All right.
So she is awesome. So we get in there and we walk in. And again, I'm not expecting to go into an industrial complex. And what they have done is they've taken an industrial complex and made it look as nice as possible, but they haven't tried very hard.
A nice facade.
Yeah, there's a big wooden reception desk and there's a couple sitting areas, but it's way too wide.
So did Julia express an interest in joining you for this? Or?
I asked her for her help on some stuff earlier in the day. And I said, do you want to come along and pick up Dave? And she said, yeah, she would.
Wow, that's a brave kid, right?
Oh, at that age? Yeah. Absolutely.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. Well, she's she's ahead of the curve. Yeah. She
so
always has.
I walk into the place. It is deserted. And also, I'm trying my best to keep my head together because all day I've been making puns with my mom about it. Because if you don't laugh, you cry. I said, Dave going to be ready? Is Dave going to be ready at 1? She says, I think so. I said, well, you better call and light a fire under them. And so, I mean, just all stuff like
that.
Did
you make the joke with Julia when we walk in? This place is dead.
No, I didn't do that. No.
But did I tell you the one? I don't know if I've repeated myself.
What's that?
My mom passed away when we got up to Maine. I don't think I repeated
this
to you. I may have. Paul had the line of, well, the ashes, my mom's ashes were at my sister's house. And of course, I got every, you know, the hip debacle. So we had to delay the scattering of the ashes. So they were with Kathy for a long time. When I finally got up to Maine in May, in June, Kathy on a couple of occasions said, would you like to have mom stay at your house for a while? And Paul didn't miss a beat, and Paul looked at me and said, she won't be any trouble. You didn't
that
hear
that. That is hilarious. Right.
That is funny. But yeah. Once again, if you don't laugh, you cry.
That's my mom said that when you get there, ask for Bernie. I said, no. She said, I'm just kidding.
Bernie? Yes. Bernie.
So she had laid all the groundwork.
Gallows humor, if you've ever heard it.
She had to email in advance and say that I would be picking them up because, you know, she had to.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, exactly. So get there and there's nobody. It is empty. It looks like a furniture showroom that has two settee areas and the desk, and there's nobody. And there's
now right there. First of all, I would say under normal circumstances, if it was a funeral home, I'd say, how about a little sensitivity? How
something
about at least letting people know. But this is not that.
No,
because you are taken out the softener between. You really have taken out the middleman from this.
It's the Costco of death.
It is the Costco of death. And here's, I don't want to be too grim or too gory, but the thing that really struck me when I walked in there is the smell of burning propane.
Oh.
And it made me sick to my stomach. Because I'm thinking, you know what? Back there where all the people are, they're burning bodies. That's what they're doing.
Oh,
and it's just sickening. Gross. But on the good side, on the reception desk, there's a bell. Like a hotel lobby service bell. And I said, Julia, there's no one here. Do you want to ring? No, I don't want to. And I don't think you should either. I said, get out of my way. And I go, nice and loud. And then Pearl
Bailey. When you did that, did you hear this music?
No, I did not. I did not. Thank God. No. Right, stop it.
Was
stop
it Diego?
It was.
Did he come up?
Do you remember Vincent the intern?
Yeah.
He finally found a place.
It's just so. You're painting a picture of like Creep Central. I mean,
I am
you
not.
You smell the propane and then you've got like a bell and there's no one there.
Nobody there.
So yeah, that's always just. Ooh, God,
does
I'm
a propane
mad,
taxi
already.
Stop by and deliver the propane?
They'd remind that you don't need to remember to order propane.
Honk, honk.
Exactly. They bring.
I have to say something. I'm already getting mad. I'm already getting disgusted and angry at this. Okay, so you're by yourselves in your grieving moment to, you know, collect the remains of your loved one.
I would rather be anywhere but here. And so I ring the
bell. So why have the decency to man your station?
Exactly.
You know, just be back, you know, taking a dump or something like that.
So out comes Pearl Bailey. And I say, hi, I'm here to collect the remains of David Goddard. She said, well, you must be Mr. Goddard. I said, no. You know from previous notification, I'm his stepson. My name is Rob Spiewak. You would have that in the paperwork. I'm here to collect Mr. Goddard. I'll be right back out with him. I said,
"Are you annoyed? Was there, by the way, was there an apology for not being at the front desk?
No, not at all. Not at all. And so, Mike, the apology comes in the form of the most affordable cremation in the state of Virginia.
But this is when I begin to pepper you with questions. Was there any awareness that they are dealing with a grieving relative?
Oh, there is none of that. I'm getting all the sensitivity that I would at a, like at Bloomingdale's.
Okay.
You know, she's attentive, but non-caring.
Okay.
And so I said, wait, ma'am. It was expressed to, and the guy that we've been dealing with all the time, his name is Kip. Kip. So
Kip is, where's Bernie at this point?
We don't know Bernie, but Kip is the
real ghost. So Pearl came out to see you, and you know Kip, but there's Bernie. But this is another person that you're a wild card.
So I said, we spoke to Kip. Oh, yes, Mr. Kip. I said, yes. We're going to have the remains put in this lunchbox. And I give her the lunchbox. She says, well, isn't that nice? I'll be right back. And so she goes.
So that's not, you know, there's not a problem there.
No, because we arranged it.
Which would have added stress to it. Okay.
Right. So she goes, and she says, and would you like to have a seat? And I said, more than anything. So I sit down and wait for her. And Julia is sitting down opposite me in her phone because, you know, she's there, but she's probably a little creeped out as I am.
Well, she's probably compensating the way she should and diving into her device.
Mm-hmm. So Pearl comes out with the ashes in the lunchbox and a bag and a plain black box. And she says, had you not brought the lunchbox, this is the box you would have gotten. And I said,
now, is it that small? I mean, it's big, right?
It's not that big. It's, like I said, 4x8x7, something like that. It's not that big. And okay. I said, so do I get to keep that box? Because I thought it was an odd gesture for her to show me what he would have been in. Yeah, and I said,
weird right there.
Yeah, I said, do I get to keep the box? She says, do you want to keep the box?
Oh.
And I said, I don't. Julia, would you like the box? I don't want the box. I said,
who wants the box?
But I don't know why it was even brought out.
Because you're confused. That's why you're even saying it.
Because, so it's that whole thing was screwed up.
You're saying it because you're probably confused by the moment you're dealing with your grief.
Yes.
In your time of grief, I don't want to share this with you, but also, you know, your incredible burning desire to get any kind of freebie you can ever get, which is like ingrained into your soul.
I'm not sure I want a dead plastic box.
And they gave us this box.
And
I just want to interrupt because this is recent for me. I'm kind of comparing size. Do you remember what I said when I scattered my mom? It was just like the ashes just never stopped. It was a lot of stuff, I think.
Really compacted too.
Okay,
I mean, almost like a food saver.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a dude saver.
A dude saver.
Okay. Dude.
And I said, I have a question, Pearl. And that's not her name, and that's not what I was calling her. But for the sake of the story, let's call her Pearl.
Sure.
I said, do all bodies yield the same amount of ashes?
Great question.
She says, oh, no, honey. Big people have bigger bones and they have more ashes.
And she's talking to a bigger man.
And that was sort of pointed.
We're going to need the XXL box for you.
I said, honey, it ain't all bone.
My mom was teeny tiny, though. That's why I asked that. All right, so she says
that.
What's the point of the black box?
I wish I knew.
It's a riddle that shouldn't have even been, approached between Pearl and Rob. Was she
indicating to you that perhaps that would have been a more appropriate vessel for transporting
if
the ashes?
She was trying to intimate that. She did a really bad job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because all she said is, had you not brought the lunchbox, this is the box you would have gotten.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it odd.
Have the ashes been transferred to the lunchbox?
The lunchbox is full of ashes and closed and sealed. And I've not had any issue to open it or want to see it or anything. It's just
no question.
A heavy lunchbox.
You don't want to deal with that.
And she says, and now would you like to have a seat so we can finalize some paperwork? And I said, of course.
All right. We have to stop right there. We're out in the lobby. It sounds like a marvelous experience so far.
That was great.
We will come back. Do you want the
black box, Mike? I probably swing by on the way home.
You know what? I'm actually going to pass on that.
It would be great. You could put mints in it.
Yeah. I could keep it in my new office. My new shiny office. We'll take a break. Come back on more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi, this is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
Hi, weird creep, Kevin.
I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still listening.
I'm Eric Myers, and I'm still listening.
Eric. I'm Paul Horner, and I'm a crumb.
I'm still listening.
Crumb.
And you better be too.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's right. The listeners of the Rob and Katie Show are called Crumbs.
Crumbs, right.
Cake and Cookies. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I discovered a new magazine on Texture that I was not aware of. You know, I'm a golf nut, and I'm playing golf again, so it's kind of obsessive right now. And, you know, who knows how long that's going to last until my next body part fails. But the fact is that I'm into it right now. And I discovered not only Golf and Golf Digest, but Golf Tips Magazine, which is... Golf Tips Magazine on Texture. By the way, Texture is an app that you get for your smartphone or your tablet, and you get like over 200 magazines on Texture. And I call it my favorite right now, Golf Tips Magazine, because there's no better way to F up a golf round than to read like four different tips for golf right before you go to the course.
They all work against each other?
Oh, they sure do, Rob. Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. It's an incredible value. It's how I get my magazine content, and I love magazines. If you're a magazine lover like I am, you can get everything there, and you can get it in one spot. Texture normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial, my friends. It was voted one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. It's fantastic. It's really one of the best apps on the market. Throw another log on the fire and start your free trial right now. Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less with texture.com/TMOS. All right, we are dealing with the saga of the crematory.
Right. And we're at actually what I think is the finish line, because all I need to do
name,
now is,
by the way, absolutely horrible name, you know, just nasty.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean the whole process crematorium is pretty gross.
Maybe like an ashland would have been great.
Yeah, it's been taken by it's a city near Richmond.
Oh yeah,
can't really use it.
And by the way, I mean, not to get too Sparkies. Heavy into this, but it's Sparkies. become the common mode. Of I don't know what the
I think it is
are.
Much more common now. I was talking to the
Do more people get cremated than get planted. I mean, is that
I think it's the financially feasible thing to do. And I was speaking to the minister yesterday, and he said the whole tone of funerals have changed in the past 20 years. Is there now they're much less grim and more celebrations of life. And I think it's a great step in the right direction.
Not at mine. I want sobbing. I want incredible sadness.
Open weeping.
All right.
Open weeping.
I'll fake it. Weeping.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really all I needed to do, my mom had written a check, and she needed 5 death certificates and a certificate of cremation, and that was going to be it. It was really just a swapping of papers. And then Pearl says, there's one other thing I'd like to discuss with you.
Ooh.
And I said, okay. She says, you might not know this, but before every deceased is cremated, we take a fingerprint. And that already flipped me out, because that's nothing that had been discussed with the family or anything. But
is that for purposes of identification, like to make sure they've got the right person?
That's what I thought. That it would have to be something for records. Because we've already been emailed. And this is another thing that flipped us out. We got an email with all the information for his processing that we had to sign off on. And on the 5th page is a picture of his face dead for positive
identification.
And it totally flipped us out. So we get past
no
that.
One, of course, prepared.
No one warned the. No.
I have to say, and you know this, I'm not telling you, but this is probably why. This is all stuff people avoid if they go through the funeral.
Yeah, you're leaning in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I said, and the thumbprint, and I said,
leaning in. Yeah. I'm sorry.
To the discomfort. Like the he's the one that decided to take this on.
We have we have taken a thumbprint of the deceased before the cremation, and I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I'd like to introduce you to something we have. It's called Legacy Touch Keepsakes.
Ooh.
And she said, this is nothing you have to make a decision about now, but this is a company that will put his thumbprint on.
No.
Dog tags.
No.
Jewelry.
No.
Pendants.
No. You are shitting me.
No, absolutely not. And I was.
Oh my God.
What? Because I'm still trying to process the fact that they took a thumbprint without our permission. And then
they
she says,
figured out an upset. Of course it ain't free, is
oh,
it?
No.
It's not free.
And she says, maybe you'd like.
Gross.
Maybe you'd like a pocket knife.
And, with a thumbprint?
With the thumbprint of
like
the deceased.
Silk screened on it?
And then also she says, and they do everything. Tie tacks, lighters, cigar cutters.
This is just, I can't even begin to
Who
tell you.
Who would want that?
This
it's
is
so
some
disgusting.
Bastard. This is some greedy effort that just manufactured this out of thin air and thought, this is a way we can squeeze that family with one last little moneymaker before we get our $1,500 just to put somebody in a Weber. Jesus. Unbelievable.
I was
this disgusts me.
So shocked at being upsold at this moment, really after the deal was done.
Oh, by the way, incidentally, and I have to say this because there are people in our audience, I'm sure, that look, the odds are there. If you've purchased something like, I am not judging anybody about that is bereaved that may be purchasing something like this because they are dealing with their moment of sadness, and I'm not casting any aspersions on you.
Do what you want to do.
This is directly.
Yeah, we're not judging them.
My barrels are aimed strictly at the avarice of this particular thing, which really just grosses.
So they hand me the pamphlet, and I start thumbing through it. You'll pardon the pun, and it says. This is what really nauseated me at the moment. It said, littlest prince, no loss is more tender than the passing of an infant or young child. Handprints or footprints captured by a funeral service provider can be carefully preserved and engraved into a beautiful keepsake. And then it says, asterisk, please check with your funeral home for availability of prints. Eligible products for baby prints will have a heart icon on the keepsake item. Jesus. So you cannot, turns out you can't get the baby footprint on the cigar cutter.
You know what we still don't realize in this country?
This is so messed up.
We don't realize in this country still that this is business.
And,
if you go through it, all you have to do is go through it. I did it with my dad. I made a joke with the at the funeral parlor where I said, what do we do to get the free set of steak knives? And lo and behold, I always thought it was caskets. It was urns. It was the lining of the casket.
They
can't do anything like that.
Because they're cremation and they're bottom barrel cremations.
They can do this.
Yeah, they can do the keepsake thing.
You get a bookmark with some of the purchases.
Yeah,
with
okay, the I have to ask you.
Free bookmark.
Free bookmark.
I have to ask you this. When she brought this up, Miss Sensitivity.
Yeah, Pearl.
Miss in the back having breakfast.
Right.
Was there anything in her demeanor that indicated that perhaps she had been she had dealt with anybody that might have had some level of offense at this
naked greed. This was the presentation. She says, I think this is a wonderful way to remember the deceased. And I will always remember, and I had eye contact with Julia when she said, maybe you'd like a pocket knife to remember him by. And I just went, you know, I don't think so. And she said, don't worry. There's a PIN number in the front of the brochure. You can access his thumbprint for the rest of time.
Oh my! All right, now let's get the price points here.
Okay, so
are we doing like $20, $30?
Well, it depends on what you want. What do you want? A pendant?
What
a
if
ring?
I wanted the aforementioned pocket knife?
Okay, you want the pocket?
How much is the pocket knife?
That the majority of these items have a 24-hour turnaround.
Well, sure.
Yeah, because it's so difficult to silkscreen a thumbprint onto a piece of plastic.
And you might want to wear it to the funeral.
Hey, it even says here in time for the service.
Oh my!
The keepsake's designed to honor a beloved man, or to be given as a masculine memorial gift.
Oh, Matt, may your first gift be a masculine gift.
Each memento is laser engraved with a perfect fingerprint reproduction.
Laser engraved. It's not silkscreen. Sorry about that.
It is unmatched. It's an unmatched way to pay loving tribute. It's for $125.
There it is. Yeah. It's just.
And how are you going to check it if it's the right fingerprint?
Yeah,
because he's gone.
Cufflinks? Ah, that would be creepy to put your thumb on your cufflinks. Yeah.
And once again, I'm not going to slam the product. What I'm saying is, you just the idea.
The way it was presented to me was
Rob and I were talking on
horrifying.
The phone yesterday, and you didn't even go into any of the detail. I didn't know it was this way. This is just they get ready. The reality of American life, maybe other countries too, but let's leave it. This is the country we live in. They get you from the moment you open you are spending money from the minute you come out of the birth canal until the time you were put in the ground.
Yeah.
That's it. And in many cases after that as well. It's
And just you know what? To go on to what you horrible. Said, I don't
All we want to do is make money in America. That's it. That's all anything is predicated on.
If this was a website where people could do something to remember a loved one that they would seek out and buy, amen. More power to you.
Oh,
not my scene.
This is the minimal effort. This is the minimal effort. The thumbprint. Just take it, and it's not. You don't need a photograph. You don't need any.
Again, here's what really pissed me off the most. Let's circle back. They took his thumbprint without ever mentioning it to us.
Absolutely.
And isn't that like stealing from a corpse?
Well, it's a legal requirement.
They might have to take it anyways.
If I remember correctly, it is a legal requirement to do that.
Not legal to give it to that company and give them a PIN number.
They're scaling it up is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I felt offended by that.
And you know what? Hey, man, you know, you're industrious. Get involved.
But that's the reason.
I think this is horrible.
That's the reason I took the papers and I didn't give my stepdad's remains to my mom until Sunday when I could say, I got to walk you through what happened.
Yeah.
And thank God she took it with
you're the stepson. What if she had been there with it? It's just, and I'm sure people are in a state that they probably go, yes, that would be nice. That would be.
Do you have a bundle? We'll take a bundle.
I do need a lapel pin.
Listen, I don't feel you're important enough to actually be out in front of the in the office when your appointment schedule is here because I'm taking a.
I want to go into the abandoned blinds.
But by the way, and excuse my bad language, but when I get upset, I use bad language. The fact is that, you know, but I do have the energy to upsell you on the only thing that we offer outside of giving you a plastic bag with ashes in it.
Oh, God,
that makes me mad.
And I am so normally ready to give people what they deserve when they approach me with it. But I was flabbergasted. I really didn't know how to handle it.
I'm sure most people are, and I'm sure we have people in our audience that have been through this this similar type of thing. You know,
I'm shocked there isn't one of those old timey clocks that you would have in Monopoly or the Game of Life, where you can see your loved one just keep time.
Yeah,
you could take a deep dive. You could take a deep dive with funeral parlors, Oscar, and go into the items that they upsell on. It's throughout the industry. This is a money-making industry, and they try to do it everywhere. But everything that I saw when I've dealt with this at funeral homes, they're books with people to sign. They're all these. Everything is kind of a memorial nature. That's not this kind. This is just
we could learn from this though.
We're going to all have thumbprints.
No. This is in.
You could wear us to your wedding.
This is in the event of something horrible happening to any of us. If we pre-plan, we could actually get all our thumbprints.
Hey, you know what?
When I die, on some sort of iPod.
When I die, you can just have my thumb. You can have the actual print. Cut it
your
off.
Entire
keep it.
Thumb.
Yeah.
So I'm curious on the drive home
t-shirt.
With your lovely daughter.
Yeah.
You know the what was her impression of the whole situation?
I said, "Is it?"
She was an eyewitness, and sometimes they have a better perspective on it.
I said, "Is it weird that they wanted us to buy a Dave thumbprint necklace?" She says, "That is so creepy." And then she sort of faded out and came back. She says, "Dad, listen, here are the reviews from the website." And so she had jumped into the website and started reading.
She's a smart kid.
And she says.
She got the comedy gene, too. She knew.
She said, "Dad, listen, quote, the pocket knife was much better than I anticipated. Very heavy and sturdy."
She said that to you. I love her. You've done well with that one. That is so cute.
But
that
anyway, we got through the weekend. We got everything planned. My mom received this with the proper energy. And no, she's not going to be cashing in that PIN number anytime soon.
And let me tell you, I spoke to Rob's mom over
the
weekend.
Very kind of you.
Oh, that's sweet, Mike.
And what Rob's mom said, she called you, and this is all you need to know about Rob, her pillar.
Aww.
That's what she said, because Rob is doing all the lifting with this and really just doing a great
very
job.
Sweet, Rob.
And it's terrific that you're involved in this. You're good at death, Rob. You really are. I hate to tell you that, but you're
I have
you know,
a
not
Jewish
only
a- and Catholic background. It's what we do. I mean, I'm like sort of like super bred for it. I said when my mom said that you had called, I said, "Well, that's very nice. I have but one question to ask." And she said, "What?" I said, "Did you ask him to do Charlie?"
"Hello, Sharon. I'm calling you in your time of grief. Hey, what's the deal with that thumbprint crap?" "Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm never going to that place. I swear to God, do it in the backyard.
Stewing Stavlag's Match Company and Crematorium."
Oh, my God.
But you were very sweet to take the time. It meant a lot to her, so thank you.
Well, it's just a big funeral. We've certainly exposed the underbelly of big funeral with this. But, as I said to your family, if you don't laugh, you do cry in this particular situation.
And this is actually something I really enjoy. We met the guy who's going to be the celebrant for Dave's service. And I said, laughter and tears are very, very close. They come at the same time sometimes. And he said, and whether you laugh or whether you cry, you have to let those emotions out and try to temper them against each other, because otherwise, if you bottle it up, it's unhealthy. But you can laugh and you can cry and you can get through it. So thank you.
And you can get a pocket knife with a thumbprint on it.
Sturdy.
Thanks.
Hefty.
Thanks, cremation services, you dicks.
Direct cremation services of Virginia.
And by the way,
two thumbs up.
This is how you know it's really bad, because there is no real, like a little card that staple on there or anything that says, "This is where you get it from." They actually took a Sharpie marker and put their names on it.
There it is. Kind of new, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Indicating a new business.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. Great story, Rob Spiewak. I hope everybody in our listening audience gets to hear this week. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman? Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you.
Mm.
While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
No uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're needing need for great talent, let me start again. Are you in need of a great talent for your business? Not a great talent. Great talent. Multiples.
Sure.
Are you in need of great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools.
Smart.
We're talking about ZipRecruiter. You can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It does the opposite. Mm. It finds them.
Perfect.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free.
Yay!
That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
News.
Burn.
Bernie there?
Can I speak to Bernie, please?
Hey, Bernie, are you there? What's going on, Bernie? In 2005, Courtney Love was part of Comedy Central's roast of Pamela Anderson. On the red carpet, she was asked if she had any advice for, quote, a young girl moving to Hollywood. She replied, quote, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party in the Four Seasons, don't go.
Wow.
It's a throwaway. But this is back in 2005.
Wow.
After the video surfaced, Courtney tweeted that she wasn't one of Harvey's victims, but the comment got her banned from the talent agency CAA. She replied, quote, if Harvey Weinstein, she didn't say quote about that. I was going to repeat the same quote.
Right.
Kate Winslet, meanwhile, called Harvey out in 2009 by not calling him out. That was the year she won the Oscar for The Reader, which was produced by the Weinstein Company. She did not thank Harvey. I'm not sure whether that counts.
That's vague.
That's a bit of a stretch. Now she says that it was intentional. Okay, that's convenient too. Sorry, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus here, but it's like, here's her quote. If people aren't well behaved, why would I thank him? The fact that I'm never going to have to deal with Harvey Weinstein again as long as I live is one of the best things that's ever happened, and I'm sure the feeling is universal.
Wow.
So they're all coming out now on old Harvey.
But that seems to me that she's jumping on a bus that's already left. I mean, the fact that you don't mention something, seems a little...
Saturday Night Live, which was...
horrible!
Absolutely one of the worst, and
when did you bail?
I logged the entire time. Weekend Update had the funniest description that Harvey Weinstein looks like a bunch of used chewing gum that's been rolled in cat hair. That was pretty funny. I like that.
Yeah, but you can't build 90 minutes on that.
No. Some really horrible sketches with that. Hustler tycoon Larry Flint isn't a fan of President Trump.
He's not a fan of President.
Is he ambulatory?
No, he's in a wheelchair.
He is if you push him.
Oh, he never got out of that thing, huh?
Well, apparently he just doesn't want to sit around and wait for him to do something to
impeach
himself.
I bet he's got a thumbprint.
It's amazing that he's still around.
Glow in the dark.
Larry took out a full-paid ad in the Washington Post yesterday offering up to $10 million for information leading to the impeachment and removal from office of Donald J. Trump. He lists six reasons why Trump should be shown the door, and they include his decision to fire James Comey, his controversial response to the racial thing in Charlottesville, and a few others. The risk that he might start a nuclear war is one, compromising domestic and foreign policy with his massive conflicts of interest and global business empire. So that's Larry.
10 mil's a little light, I thought, when I saw that story.
That might be better 10 years ago.
You know, the one thing when you offer $10 million, what's it, congressman and senator? How the hell are you going to get it done? Who gets it done and gets the reward money? That's the question. You know,
everybody gets about $80.
I think it's got Crime Stopper rules. You know? Crime Stopper.
McGruff.
Oh, by the way, speaking of... God, I don't know it. I don't know the name of it.
What?
I swear to God, we watched two episodes. We're all in. It's the brand new debut on Netflix. It is Mindhunter, maybe?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
Oh,
you're scooping us, Mike. Scooping us.
OMG. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's got fantastic. Charlize Theron in it, right?
No, I don't think so. You know what?
What's
it's
the premise?
New Netflix. It's the premise of FBI guys, 1970s, 80s, that do a deep dive on serial killers to improve their chances of identifying and helping. It takes a while to get into it, but once you do,
you
it's
can
fantastic.
Identify them with a thumbprint.
It's kind of pocket knife. People are officially in the Halloween spirit. The new horror movie, Happy Death Day. There's a nice title. It won the box office this Friday, the 13th weekend, with an opening take of $26.5 million. That's outstanding for a movie with a budget under $5 million.
Good return on your money, yeah.
Blade Runner 2049 falls to number two after bringing in another $15.1 million. It's now surpassed $60 million in 2 weeks, which sounds good, except that it cost $150 million to make.
Yes.
So that's the way you do that with all that CGI stuff. According to a new survey, about one in four couples say they're regularly sleeping in separate beds. Hands? Anyone?
If I had another bed, Mike, I'd definitely look into that.
Yeah.
Only 38% of those couples say it's because they're having problems. 60% say they just like sleeping alone. 25% do it because one person snores. 19% do it because one person falls asleep on the couch watching TV. And 14% do it because they don't want to wake up the other person with their alarm clock. People can give more than one reason, which is why the numbers add up to more than 100%.
They don't give my answer.
Do you sleep in separate beds?
No room for her.
I'm
kidding.
Do you share the marital bed?
We're still in a queen with the dog, and it's miserable.
You're in a queen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel almost like a transformer. I can sleep on my side on the edge. I take up as little room as possible. The dog takes up a lot of room.
Wow.
I mean.
Okay. Tomorrow I'll tell you about my
son. Yeah, we might have to look into upgrading you somehow. Call Sleep Number or something.
If only there was a sponsor.
Could you fit a king?
Yes, absolutely.
You gotta get a king.
Yeah, I mean, look at you, man.
Yeah,
you're alone or you're a queen.
Yeah, I'm grand old queen.
The survey also found 28% of them. Only 28% of people say they're having less sex because of that. So that's interesting. Isn't that something? A little over a decade ago. A little over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm Applegate from Hampshire, England, was finally over his wife nagging him. He was done.
Yes.
He was over it. He was through.
It's over.
It's impossible. Anyway, so he disappeared. Literally. One day he vanished, and no one heard from him again for a decade. But he recently turned up again at a center called Emmaus. That helps homeless people get back on their feet. It turned out Malcolm hated his marriage so much that he'd been living in the woods for 10 years. It was right next to a community center for senior citizens, and he worked there as a gardener, but then at night he went back into the woods.
The world.
The world. Eventually, Malcolm heard about Emmaus and decided to head there to interview. He moved in, and now at age 62, he did this in his early 50s.
To the woods, living in the woods.
He's 62, and he's putting his life back together, which included getting back in touch with his sister, who thought he was dead. But as far as we know, he has not gotten back in touch with his wife, who I'm
the
sure
world.
Very, the world.
He decided to move out into the world.
He hated her so much he left the world.
The world. He decided he didn't like her, you know. all the crap she was getting him. So she
a real battle axe.
Yeah, she's a battle axe, wasn't she?
Yeah, clackety. Drops out of the world. And now, now a little something, something. A man is in the hospital right now after a Wild West shootout at a saloon. You know where the saloon was?
Where? The world.
Tombstone, Arizona.
Really?
Ooh.
Apparently, a 47-year-old guy named James Robertson got into an argument with another guy, and James wound up shooting the guy in the leg. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault. Not much description.
Yeah.
A suspicion if he shoot him, shot some. Let me try again.
Please.
Hey, Mike, how was your weekend? If he shoots him in the leg. The shootout on Friday night happened at a bar called, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is a true story. Doc Holliday's Saloon.
Well,
so
yeah,
it actually happened.
Yeah.
In Doc Holliday's, when James was asked what happened, he said, I'm your huckleberry. Witnesses said before the shooting, the victim said, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. The altercation began when the victim said, you run your mouth awful reckless for a man that don't get healed. Then James said right back to him, no need to get healed on a bulge. No need to get healed to get the bulge on a tub like you. And then, of course, at the very end, he rolled. They had the window down, and the police cruiser was driving away. And he said, you tell him I'm coming, and hell is coming with me. I limped through that, ladies and gentlemen.
Too many out cues. I love it.
Thank you. We will take a break and come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
God. Autumn, the time of year where leaves turn into their vibrant hues of red, gold, and yellow. The air becomes colder, and the thoughts of many turns towards football.
Football.
It all comes down to this.
Your football weekend doesn't start until you listen to the voice of victory, the Pharaoh of fantasy football, Nicky Diamond.
Look out, ladies.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Expert analysis, breakdowns of the big games, the players to watch for, Nicky has it.
You can't lose with these picks.
Nicky Diamond, one of America's greatest treasures. Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Nicky Diamond, and I approve this message.
Light him up. There we go. Light them up. Scared kids? Ooh. Halloween is fast approaching, and Amazon is your haunted headquarters. This is the time of year we really want you to
Amazon
buy
season.
All your Halloween stuff. You're going to be doing it today. Remember us. All the boys and ghouls are shopping through our Amazon portal. Cool kids like Michael Ann Mulison. He bought a haunted Bose Bluetooth speaker and enchanted Roku TV. Boy, that's a lot of buttons and bows. Oh, my God. Mark Brandt book terrifying textbook. Does that mean Mark Brandt bought terrifying textbooks?
Terrifying text.
Mark Brandt bought terrifying textbooks. You can see their spines.
Get it?
Pricey textbooks.
Ginger Heffling bought an automatic opening trash can. Or is it a terrifying, unexplored portal to hell? It's probably just a trash can, but it never hurts to be careful, Ginger. Plus, Amazon has costumes, candy, and all the horrifying paraphernalia that your haunted heart desires. Yes, shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you. Means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app, or go through our spooky website. Now go spend money, and spend a lot of it. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, October 16. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Apparently, this Harvey Weinstein, he's up to no good.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's just a friend of the world.
Yeah, my God, that's a casting couch. You know, Harvey wants to touch women.
Angie Everhart told a wonderful story this weekend. Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
Oh, this is a delight. Angie Everhart, of course, she's an actress. She's been in Playboy.
For reference, Ginger.
Yes, a storied career, yes. Angie.
I was at the Venice Film Festival, and I was on somebody's boat, and I had just arrived, and I was sleeping. I was in my bed, and I wake up, and Harvey is standing above my bed. Now, that alone is frightening. And I wake up, and then all of a sudden, he takes his pants down and starts doing his stuff. And he's blocking the door. I can't get out. And he, I don't know how to say this on the radio, but finishes. And then he says, you know, you're a really nice girl. You shouldn't tell anybody about this. I told everybody, but on the boat, but nobody did anything about it. Nobody wanted to do anything about it because everybody was terrified of Harvey.
Jeez. You're a nice girl. You shouldn't say anything about it.
God, that's, you know, that is as direct a story about this creep as we've heard. I hope there's
All these years later, if you really listen to her voice, it's still terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah, and I hope there's jail time for this dude.
Yeah,
I hope
me
ultimately,
too. Yes. That,
you know, not just, you know, falling from grace
no.
and kicking him out of the academy.
Do hard time.
Hard time. Jail cell, please.
It's so popular to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Even Al Michaels made a joke last night.
I mean, let's face it. The Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Only my L.A. guy comes up with that.
Well,
one.
You know.
There you go.
I heard that live.
You read the papers. Any paper. Hey,
but what's
way
great.
To go, Al, that's unlike you, Sam.
I heard
Al.
That live, and was it Chris Collinsworth?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard him just be like,
but here's what's great,
how
Mike.
How do I spit out of this?
A quarter later, obviously, his producer's got in his ear, because here is the greatest non-apology apology you've ever heard.
Sorry, I made a reference earlier before, trying to be a little flip about somebody obviously very much in the news all over the country, and was not meant in that manner. So, my apologies, and we'll just leave it at that.
He didn't mention the name, he didn't what he would say he was sorry for, anything. It was just useless.
No, but he doesn't have to apologize
right.
for that.
You're right.
Okay, I mean, really, the guy is, it's the number one news story of the week.
Yeah.
Everybody is talking about it. Saturday Night Live did a whole bit on it. I mean, it's, come
if
on.
If he wants to apologize for those lower teeth.
Also,
Al Michaels said, you believe in miracles.
And look, again, I'm not defending anyone because James Corden's in a ton of trouble
right
now.
I didn't see any of the bits that he did, but he's taking a lot of
what
crap.
I'm saying is this, is... And this isn't political.
No.
But we're just coming off an election where we elected someone that, you know, essentially there's some multiple allegations of this type of not necessarily yanking down your pants and doing something, but assaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
a
like,
guy that's been accused of sexual
hello?
Harassment multiple times. I mean, it's just, it's such a weird
and
world.
And people
we
make
live in.
Jokes about Trump all the time and
yeah,
that
I know.
Reference.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
You're right.
I know. What this is, I think the heat that Corden gets and maybe the producer at Alabama, they're saying that by making the joke, you diminish it. That's like every joke. When you're laughing at someone who's a monster, you are still aware of the fact that he's a monster.
Some would say you're also calling attention to it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I
That's
agree.
My thought.
You know what?
I think you can make the argument
it's,
both ways.
It's just this does fall in. You know what? We don't know
no.
in this country
no, we
what
don't.
We want to yell about. We just want to yell.
Speaking
That's
of yelling,
all.
Speaking
yes.
of yelling, you're going to like this tape because this is thrilling. This is a psychology professor illustrating the difference between words and passionate words. And this is going viral right now. You'll see this today on Facebook or you'll see it on the YouTube. This is a lady, an older, heavier lady. I'm sorry. She is, I'm sorry, but that's for me. Yelling about pomegranates.
Say it. No pomegranates.
No pomegranates.
No pomegranates.
Come on. No pomegranates.
No pomegranates. No pomegranates. No, 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 not pomegranates! None! I don't want them anywhere near here. Am I clear? Say the rule again. No pomegranates! Say it.
No pomegranates.
The thing that the
well,
class,
where is she? Where is this occurring?
It's in a classroom. She's screaming it at her kids, and they look
students.
Horrified. Yeah, she's screaming at her students.
What is she teaching? Basic fruit?
No, she's trying to give the difference between words and passion. And so the thing she's passionate about is pomegranates. It's surreal. You take a peek at it. It's just, it's very, very odd.
I still am trying to get the context of it, though, as far as what.
She's in a classroom. She's yelling at her students that she hates, to show them passion, that she hates pomegranates. It's just the weirdest damn thing.
It's like a poetry class. Say it with passion. Read
it
with passion.
My kind of a class, I think you'll relate to this, is the kind of class where they put the desks in a circle a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You with me?
Really sounds like the same kind of reaction when they don't have, you know, when they run out of nuggets. You know, some of those fast food places.
All right. I remember about 20 years ago, I was thinking, man, Dick Stockton is old. Well, yeah. He's 20 years older now, and he's still at it. This is a great, we'll close with this. This is a
he's in his 80s, isn't he?
Gotta be. Yeah. This is a Ron Burgundy moment. Read carefully. He's reading the cue cards. Listen carefully to how this ends. And then his partner in the broadcast booth, Mark Schlereth, doesn't even bat an eye. As if he's used to it. Listen to this read from Dick Stockton.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt, Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes young offensive tackle right there.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Come on, make a joke about it.
I know, Gil. Let's hear it one more time. It's so great.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt, Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes young offensive tackle right there.
We've all done it.
But it's so great that he reads it in the tone that he would read a spot for the final two bullet points.
And Dick Stockton just goes on.
Nothing. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS app. Look on graphic for bullet points. All messages for our Win Weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Thumbprint.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.